The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow, we are so excited to be hanging out with you. And yes, we are live on the radio. This is not a best of edition. It's not a guest host. No, I know everybody's on vacation, and that's why I wanted to be here hanging out with you, because a lot of you folks on the road today, going to wherever you're going to celebrate Independence Day, and we wanted to make sure that you had guaranteed conservative conversation on the radio, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. Wow, we've got an all-star lineup coming your way. By the way, President Trump and the team Trump launching the big new social media platform, and we're going to be talking to the folks running that in just a little while. And also, we're going to give you a chance to win a signed copy, first edition signed copy of my brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Draw. We have trivia, Independence Day trivia, coming up for you on the program today. So go ahead and write down our toll-free telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in today, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, normally, we do not go to calls right out of the gate, but I'm going to make an exception only because this is our good friend, Joe from LJ, Georgia, one of the longtime listeners and the official, unofficial marketing director for the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Joe, good to have you with us today.
Todd, you have a great show, and I enjoyed it. You did a great job on Newsmax, and I'm listening to watching Newsmax a lot, and I enjoyed your interview. And today I ordered your great book, and I just want to say that when I'm calling into your show, I can tell how popular it is because, you know, I'll see people and they say, Joe, I heard you on the Todd Starnes Show. So I know that your show is gaining in popularity, and I don't know of a better talk show host in America than the great Todd Starnes. And I tell everybody to listen to your program, and I know you're growing fast, and I'm just so happy you let me participate a little bit.
Well, Joe, the show is growing fast. Hopefully I'm not, because I've had to cut down. They've got me on a diet, Joe. It's been tough. I
with that book. With that book you got, that's hard.
It's very hard. There are not many vegetarian recipes in that book, Joe. It's tough. It's tough. So you're watching the Newsmax. You know, that we had a lot of fun. The Newsmax just announced a few days ago that I'm now a contributor, a paid contributor to the TV network.
That's great.
And we had a great time yesterday evening, and I think we've got that video posted on the Instagram and social media, so folks, you can watch that. But it was Chris Salcedo's show, and they're doing a good job over there.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what do you got planned for the 4th of July?
Well, I'm just thank God every day that we have liberty and freedom in this country, and we got to keep it that way. And the only way to do that is we got to take over the House and Senate and elect a lot of good Republicans. And Todd, I believe from help with your great show and others, I think we'll do it. I'm very optimistic. I'm a very happy person, and I can tell you're happy. I'm sure you've got a real positive attitude, right?
Well, most of the time, to be honest, most of the time, yeah. You know what, Joe? I am a happy warrior, and I know you are too. And you know, it's one of these things where we're gonna it's gonna be a tough road over the next couple of years, but we can get through this if everybody just focuses and works together and stops fighting each other.
Yeah, we need to get together, you know, and everybody's got faults. We need to look for the good in people and enjoy life. And, you know, liberty and freedom, we got to keep it. And I'm convinced we will. I think like Reagan said, the best days of America are ahead. And Todd, I know you're going to help keep it that way. And I tell everybody listening to Todd Starnes, keep up the great work, Todd. And
well, thank you.
And Grace is a great screener.
She is.
I've been on a lot of talk shows, and most talk shows don't have a Grace. I'm telling you.
I know all about that. Joe, good hearing from you, and hope you and your family have a beautiful Independence Day there in the North Georgia mountains. That's Joe from LJ, folks. By the way, Grace Baker, before I forget, don't turn your mic on, but in the commercial break, run down to my office. There's another handwritten letter someone wrote us, and I forgot to bring that up into the studio, but we'll bring that up, and we'll have to read that from one of our listeners. So very nice things to say about the program. So, look, I do want to say thank you to Newsmax. They have been doing a terrific job putting us on the TV network. And, folks, they are the real deal. They are very committed to conservatives like you and me, and they are boosting their efforts to really up the game and take on Fox News Channel. And we're very excited about that. So we hope that you will start watching Newsmax and be sure to check it out when we're on the network. So look, we have a little bit of breaking news that I want to share with you. And this is a very bad day for religious liberty in the United States of America. So for the past, almost 8 years, 9 years now, we've been following the case of a woman by the name of Baronel Stutzman. She is a 76-year-old white-haired grandmother. She owns a flower shop in Washington State, and she has been under attack from LGBT activists and the Attorney General of the state of Washington. Now, Mrs. Stutzman is a devout Baptist. She teaches Sunday school. She's a grandmother. And the flower shop was previously owned by her mother, Arlene. Arlene's Flowers is the name of the flower shop. And the mainstream media has portrayed this beautiful white-haired grandmother. You probably know somebody like Baronel Stutzman in your church. But the media portrayed her as some sort of a homophobic monster. And so when I first heard about Baronel's plight, I immediately knew something was amiss. And I knew that this woman was being bullied. And folks, I got to tell you, I don't like a bully. I don't like bullies. That's one of the reasons I jumped into this big Southern Baptist Convention fight. I saw that the conservative pastor, Mike Stone, was being bullied by a bunch of woke social justice preachers. And I don't like that. And so we've got a great big platform over here, and I don't mind using that to stand up alongside people that are coming under attack. We don't like bullies here on this program, and we fight back. We're not afraid. We're not afraid to punch back. So anyway, I start digging in, and I actually had telephone conversations with Baronel, and I'll get to that in just a moment. One of the sweetest ladies you will ever meet. Anyway, one of her longtime customers came in, a guy by the name of Rod Ingersoll. And Rob came in and said, "Baronel, I've got some great news. I'm getting married, and my partner is a dude." So it's a same-sex wedding. So two gay guys getting married. And she congratulated them, and she was very kind and considerate. And then they said, "Hey, we want you to provide the flowers. We want you to create the flowers designs for the wedding." And that's where Baronel had a problem. So she really thought about this, and she prayed about it, and she decided that participating in that gay marriage would violate her deeply held religious beliefs. So she called Rob, who, again, I think she had said he'd been a customer for 10, 15 years, called Rob. They met at the store, and she sat down, I will never forget this. She clasped her hands with his. And you just have to imagine this scene in the privacy of the flower shop. And she says, "Rob, I love you. I wish you nothing but the best. But I cannot provide the flowers for your wedding." And she explained why. And then she said, "But Rob, I want you to have the prettiest flower arrangements you could possibly have. And here are some flower shops that will be able to do that for you. I know these flower shops. They will be happy to accommodate you." They hug. and they go their separate ways. Well, it turned out that Rob did not go his separate way. He and his partner went to the newspapers, and they went to the TV stations, and they started moaning and groaning about how this sweet elderly grandmother had brutalized them, had ruined their most important day. The state attorney general in Washington got wind of all of this and said, we've got to do something about this. We've got to make an example of Baron L. Stutzman. So they accused this woman of discrimination. And they literally threw the book at this woman. You say, Todd, what do you mean by throwing the book at her? Well, normally in a situation like this, when they file a discrimination lawsuit, a complaint, they do so against the business. But that's not what they did. They also went after Baron L. Stutzman personally. And as it now stands, she is on the verge of losing not only her business, but also her home, her cars, her life savings. Everything she owns is now in jeopardy. The attorney general at the time in Washington State said they needed to send a message that Christians should always, always set aside their religious beliefs to serve the gay community. Always. So the case has been adjudicated through the courts, and Baron L. has lost all along the way. Well, she finally got a positive ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, and they said, yeah, this has to go back to the Washington State Supreme Court, this case. And it did, and it got appealed again, and it went back to the U.S. Supreme Court. And early today, this morning, the Supreme Court declined to hear the case of Baron L. Stutzman. You say, Todd, what does that mean? Well, it means the lower court ruling now stands, and that Baron L. Stutzman will be forced to participate in the same-sex wedding ceremonies. As a matter of fact, there is now an injunction against Baron L., and she is barred from refusing any gay marriage. So if any gay person, and you know what's going to happen. If the same thing happened to this baker in Colorado, Jack Phillips, remember him? He actually won his case at the Supreme Court, and the gays won't stop bothering the poor guy. I mean, it's borderline abuse. No, it is abuse. Unbelievable. But the fact of the matter is that Baron L. Stutzman is going to have to violate her religious beliefs. That's what the Supreme Court ruled today. The Supreme Court ruled that gay rights trump everybody else's rights. And now the case is over. Now they've got to figure out, okay, so Baron L. lost the case. Is she going to lose her business? Is she going to lose her home and her life savings? That's the question now. I mean, how far are they going to punish this woman? Her attorney, and we're going to have attorneys on for Baron L. a little bit later on in the program, and we're going to get into all of that. But the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, that if you are a Christian in America, you are now becoming a second-class citizen. And I got to tell you, I've got some big problems with this Supreme Court. We all know that John Roberts, the Chief Justice, is no conservative, but now it looks like neither is Justice Brett Kavanaugh or Amy Barrett, because they joined the liberals to reject the case. They did not want to hear this case. Now, you're going to hear people trying to spin this, but you need to understand something. This is a devastating day for religious liberty in the United States of America, a devastating day. And all of you listening to us will have a decision to make. Will you bow down to God or the government? Now, I want to go back to something Baron L. Stutzman told me. And I remember the very first time I interviewed her, it was by telephone. And I said, Baron L., why didn't you just give him the flowers? Nobody would have known. Nobody would have known that you created these masterpieces. And she said, Todd, God would have known. And she said, who do you obey, God or the government? Baron L. said, Todd, I chose God. What would you do, America? What would you do if you were in Baron L.'s position? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. 800-454-8868. Our live show blog, ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. Let's get right to the phones. A lot of folks want to weigh in on this. What would you do? The gay mafia shows up at your front door. Do you stick to your beliefs or do you bow down? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Keith on the talk station in North Carolina. All right, Keith, what's on your mind today?
Well, thank you for taking this call. There are very few things that really get my goat more than this. How come it is that Twitter and Facebook do not have to give you your civil rights to give you the right to free speech? Yet a little old lady like you're talking about is required to do something that is totally contrary to her fundamentally held beliefs. Now, this is my response to all of this. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Her church ought to gather around that store, and other churches ought to they change shifts, and they protect that store. And if the government shuts off her electricity, they give her a generator. You don't stop and you don't quit and you don't give in. And you just absolutely refuse. You go to the judge's house, you picket his house. You go around, you go to the courthouse and you picket the courthouse. Because guess what? I don't care what anybody says. Whether you want to be, I'm not going to use the word that I would normally use, but I will use this. Homosexual or not is up to you as an individual. However, we may be required to tolerate it, but we should not be required to accept it. You
well,
want to do that?
Keith,
fine. You go ahead and do that.
No, Keith, not, and Keith, this is the problem. Much. No, this Keith, is the problem. Hold on, Keith. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish here in a second, Keith. But this is not about it's not about tolerance. It's not about equality. This is you will be forced to accept our beliefs and reject yours. That's what this is about.
I know what it's about. It's like, you're going to do it or else. And guess what? There ain't nearly as many of them as there are of us. We can stand up to them if we just will. We got to look up, we got to stand up, and we got to speak up and say, we ain't taking this no more.
Well,
we ain't taking it no more.
Look, Keith, it's a great point. It's a great point you raised, though, about Twitter and Facebook. And I have been defending Facebook and Twitter. I hate what they're doing. I hate that they're censoring conservatives. I hate it. But you know what? They pay their electric bill, so they get a right to decide what they do on their platform. They don't charge me anything for using their services. And so that's on them. But at the same time, if you're going to let Twitter and Facebook decide how to run their business and ban people, then by golly, you've got to afford the flower shop owners and the bakery owners the exact same rights. Keith, thanks for the call. And it's a great thought Keith brings up here. And there's a double standard. It's hypocrisy. By the way, does this now mean that if you own a gay bakery, that you now have to make cakes that conflict with your viewpoint? I mean, is a gay bakery going to have to provide services for, I don't know, an anti-gay organization? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. What about a black bakery? They're going to have to make a cake for the Klan now because of this? Come on, Supreme Court. What's wrong with you people?
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life, and he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you, and that's crucial because of your busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. And Mike is making a special offer just for my listeners. You get 2-for-1 low pricing plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARTS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but lots of other deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. And I just want to ask all the ladies out there, and I don't know, we have a lot of gay conservatives that listen to the program, so I'll just throw this out there for anybody that's getting married. Now, this is supposed to be the most beautiful, special time of your life. Is that right, ladies? I mean, your wedding day, this is something you dream of when you're, you know, when you're a little tiny child and you dream of having the great wedding. So why would you, on the happiest day of your life, why would you want anyone surrounding or involved in your wedding to be someone who might not agree with what you're doing? I never have understood that. Why would you want to force somebody to participate in what's supposed to be the happiest day of your life? It's about you getting married. It's not about the flowers. It's not about the cake. So this tells me that it's really not about, it's not about the wedding. This is about forcing people to bow down to your agenda. And I would like to know, what would happen, what do you think would happen if a bunch of, I don't know, Christians showed up? Let's say you've got an anti-gay ministry, all right, and or you're opposed to same-sex marriage, and you go to a gay baker and say, we want all of these cupcakes to say, we stand against gay marriage. Would the gay baker now be required under the law to provide those cupcakes? But honestly, if I was a Christian, I would have a problem with that. There's no need to do that. That's nothing more than sticking it in somebody's eye. And that's not right. Unbelievable what's happening. And shame on Amy Barrett Comey. You know, this is what happens. I just want to say something about these Supreme Court justices. Republican presidents have a terrible track record. Terrible. Every time they nominate a constitutionalist, they turn out not to be a constitutionalist. And I remember when Amy Barrett was nominated, you had all these conservatives out there. Oh, we got to have a woman. She has to be a female. We have to make a statement here. We have to embrace conservative identity politics. So what did they do? They went out and got Amy Barrett. So my question is she on the Supreme Court because she's a constitutionalist or because she's a woman?
That's what I want to know, because I'm telling you, she's sure no constitutionalist. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Dino in Georgia, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Todd, I just, I hope you don't mind. I've got a few things I'd like to run through real quick. First off, one of the greatest patriots that we have right now, a man that's very intelligent, very hardworking, and he just puts it all out there. I spilled the beans. You should be congratulated on who you are and what you represent. Because without men like you, we wouldn't be America. Now, I'm from Vermont, Bernieville. We came out with the Civil Union. That's what we came up instead of calling it marriage, because it isn't a marriage. My baby brother was gay. He was a female impersonator, comedian, drag queen. Okay? That's all right. I kind of try to understand these people. Now, here's my point. I probably came up with it this week. Vegetarians, vegans, they don't want to eat meat, but yet they buy burgers that looks like a burger. It tastes like a burger, and it's a good burger, but it's not a burger, okay? A marriage is between a man and a woman. It's in the Bible. When the Constitution was written, it was written for God-fearing people that came over to, you know, practice religious freedoms. Now, I'm a very, very poor person. I just got some bad news about my health. Now, that woman that got in her flower shop, I'm pledging right now a $100 bill. And the thing I'm trying to say is they stick together. We're not. We have to listen more to you and Sean and do something, because we're losing our country like unbelievable. I don't know. And the other thing before I go is Jimmy Carter and his beautiful wife, Rosalyn, were at the game Sunday, and when they introduced him, he got booed. Now, he's not probably the greatest or the worst president, but you know what that man has done in his wife for the, you know, houses for, I mean, he's building houses for humanity. And my point is, thank God that we have you and Gracie and all your loyal listeners. I mean, what do you think? We got to do something, my friend.
You're kind to say that, Dino, and thank you. That means a lot to all of us here, and we're out here every single day fighting for you guys, and it's an honor. We love the opportunity to do that. And, you know, I know that a lot of my fellow conservatives, they hate Jimmy Carter, but I don't hate anybody. I hate his politics. But the guy, whether you agree with his politics or not, Jimmy Carter spent his life building houses, trying to help poor people, and trying to live out his faith as best he could, even though is incredibly flawed. And I think it's incredibly in bad form to boo the man. I mean, he's done a lot. He's done a lot to help people. Politics aside, Dino, thank you for the call. And I will say this, we do need to stick together. And Dino's right, that's a big problem. Conservatives do not stick together, and especially on this particular issue, because nobody wants to be called a homophobe. And you've got hate groups out there. Look, Human Rights Campaign, that's an anti-Christian hate group. Joe Biden, when he was running for the White House, he actually gave a speech to the Human Rights Campaign, and he called all of you people of faith listening to us right now, he called you folks the dregs of society. He made that comment during a speech to the Human Rights Campaign. These are very bad, horrible, terrible people. And we just have to pray to God that something happens so that Baronelle does not lose her business or her home. Let's go to Sal, listening to us on the talk station in North Carolina. Sal, what's going on?
Not really, nothing real good. You know, one of the problems that we have is that things like bakeries and barbershops and things like that are licensed. They're licensed places of public accommodation, but Facebook and Twitter are not. Okay? They are not licensed. So our technology has far surpassed our ability to manage it. We cannot write laws to cover every aspect of technology. That's one of the fallacies of large nations, quite honestly. You can't govern a nation of 330 million people with 545 people. Now, if you think about that for a minute, Todd, we were initially small groups, tribes of 500. Our brains can't wrap ourselves around millions and millions of people. We cannot write a law that's fair to everybody, period.
Well, that's true. But at the same time, I mean, to get something like this so wrong, and at its core, what the Supreme Court decided when they declined this case, by the way, only three, Sal, said they would hear this case of Barrett L. Stutzman, Sam Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch. The others sided with the liberals. But for them to get this wrong, at its heart, the essence of what they did, they're saying gay rights trump everybody else's right in America. That's what they're saying here. And it's setting up a different set of rules for a different set of people. Sal, appreciate the call. We've got a skedaddle here. Folks, we're going to take a break. First trivia question of the day. These are all Independence Day-themed questions. Very good job, team, for putting these together. Here is the first question. Which U.S. president was actually born on the 4th of July? Which U.S. president was born on the 4th of July? The winner receives a signed copy of my brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, 844-747-8868. The U.S. president born on the 4th of July, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, up in Canada, they got a bunch of culture jihadists up there, and they have just toppled giant statues of Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth. We're going to post that on the live show blog. You'll be able to see it. We've got a story going up. Pretty despicable. But folks, I'm telling you, Western civilization is on the brink. That's what this is all about. 844-747-8868. We have our first trivia question of the day, and we have a lot of trivia for you today. Let's go to Jared in Lancaster, California. That's up, I believe, in the beautiful Antelope Valley. Jared, how are you today? Hello, Jared. All right.
Hello, Mr. Starnes. How are you?
Very good. We have the connection established. All right, Jared, there's a lot riding on this question here. And by a lot, we mean a signed copy of my book, so you don't want to mess this up. No pressure, though, Jared. All right, here
yes,
we
go. I believe.
All right, let me give the question first, and then I will let you give the answer. So here is the question. We need to know the name of the American president who was born on the 4th of July. Who was that president, Jared?
I believe that was our president, Calvin Coolidge.
And that would be correct.
That's right.
Yes, Calvin Coolidge, born on the 4th of July. And Jared, that means you, sir, are the first winner of trivia on our Independence Day edition of the program. So congratulations to you.
Thank you, Mr. Starnes. I'm really looking forward to getting that book.
All right. It will be in the mail. And, Jared, real quick, what are you guys doing in Lancaster, California? Are you guys able to do the fireworks, have any kind of a celebration?
We did fireworks last year. I mean, we're going to do fireworks no matter what they tell us back here, probably.
Well, there you go. You see, you're an American patriot. That's right. You do it because you're a
yes,
free
sir.
Man. So good for you. Jared,
we're
hang
celebrating
tight.
Celebrating our independence.
Good for you. Hang tight. We're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get your information. So congratulations. And by the way, we've got a lot of other trivia questions and plenty of opportunities throughout the day to win some prizes here. But as mentioned, I've got to read this to you now because we're not going to have a lot of time later in the show. But I mentioned that we love getting letters from you guys, and we have been getting a good many over the past couple of weeks. And I want to share this one with you. We received a note from a lady by the name of Sheila, and Sheila lives in Cumberland, Maine. She says, Dear Todd and team,
And, oh, by the way, Avery, you get a shout-out in the letter. This is very nice.
That is exciting.
Dear Todd and team, my name is Sheila. I love you, your show, and your wonderful team, Grace, Avery, and Caleb. I am not on the web. I wish you would come to Maine. I would love to get your new book. I'm going to the bookstore when it comes out. If you get this note, please write back if you can so I know that it got there. Well, we're doing something better, Sheila. I'm reading your letter on the radio show, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. She goes on to say, you guys are the best. I would like to be a part of your show. I love you all. And she goes on and gives her address. And so what a very kind thing to say. So, Sheila, thank you. And I know the team here at the show greatly appreciates your kind words. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So Joe Biden, just a little while ago, getting really, really upset with the White House press corps. Cut number 12, please. Okay, and there's a much longer. Do we have the much longer version of that, guys, I sent? Can we play that?
I'm not going to answer any more questions on Afghanistan. Look, it's 4th of July. I'm concerned that you guys are asking me questions that I'll answer next week. But this is a holiday weekend. I'm going to celebrate it. There's great things happening. Economy's growing faster than any time in 40 years. We've got a record number of new jobs. COVID deaths are down 90%. Wages are up faster than any time in 15 years. We're bringing our troops home. We have all across America. People are going to ball games and doing good things. This is a good. I'll answer all your negative questions. Not negative, your legitimate questions.
All right, so it goes on. And so again, they ask him the question four times. So it's four times they ask him the question. And then finally he says, I want to talk about the happy things. Well, you're president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, and we're shutting down a major base, the largest base in Afghanistan. Yes, that is newsworthy, sir, and you've got to talk about it. But this guy wants to talk about, I don't know, hot dogs, puppies, sniffing little children's hair. I don't know. But it's really creepy about this guy. He is still not with it. That's Joe Biden, your president, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, things are apparently getting so bad in the vice president's office that Democrats are freaking out because they thought she was going to be the choice for 2024. And they are there. It's very clear that woman has no chance of becoming president of the United States unless Joe Biden finally just wanders down Pennsylvania Avenue. Unbelievable what's happening in Washington, D.C. So, look, the Biden administration yesterday put out an interesting piece talking about barbecues. Now, Grace, Avery, I know that y'all are getting ready to celebrate Independence Day. What is traditionally in your homes, what would you guys normally have as part of your 4th of July feast?
Avery, you go first.
Okay. Typically in my house, we just have, you know, like classic hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff like that. My dad might put some wings out on the grill or some rack of ribs or something like that. But we just keep it real simple at the Bryson household.
I would say ours is pretty similar to that and maybe add in like some baked beans or some chips and Rotel, stuff like that.
Oh, we had my mom's mustard-based potato salad. That's a big deal.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. You put a little mayo in there, but there's also mustard. It's delicious. But you got to have fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
You got to have hot dogs, hamburgers on the grill. So anyway, the Biden administration put out this piece, and we've got a picture of it and the video up on our website, toddstearns.com. And it's the Biden's version of the 4th of July barbecue.
Oh,
and when they and can we just we need to understand something. Hamburgers and hot dogs do not constitute a barbecue. That's a cookout.
No.
That's a cookout.
Yeah. All right. Barbecue, there's a smoker, you got ribs, pulled pork.
Exactly.
Maybe a brisket. I'm being generous for our Texas listeners. But the Biden video, they're serving up pork chops, ground beef in a skillet that looks like it's like you would put in a taco, a lemonade, vanilla ice cream, and baked beans.
Slices
of cheese.
Are they on crackers, Todd?
No, the cheese has slid off the cracker.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, it slid off the cracker. So anyway, they're celebrating the fact that the 4th of July meal is 16 cents cheaper. I don't know anybody who would eat that on the 4th of July.
Yeah, no.
Give me a hot dog or give me death. That's what Patrick Henry said. That's why we eat hot dogs.
Like that.
Exactly.
You're paraphrasing.
But the problem is, yes, okay, fine, you're going to save 16 cents, but the problem is the gas to get to the grocery store is up 45%.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want to go to Grandma's house for the 4th of July...
Oh, you're going to be eating a bologna sandwich without cheese.
Maybe not even fried.
On the white bread. All right, and that's not racist. Folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. This is the Todd Starnes radio program. And folks, we're having a lot of fun today. As a matter of fact, Grace Baker and anyone watching us right now on the Facebook live stream, they know what I'm about to talk about. So normally the show is brought to you by the official wardrobe of the Todd Stearns Show, brought to you by Brooks Brothers.
Oh yeah,
but today I had to go Tommy Bahama.
Yeah, and it totally threw me off. I was like, is this Todd's alter ego or something?
No, I got the Hawaiian shirt on today. I went big on the tropics. And Dana writes in, Todd, live on Friday, watching on YouTube, so I'm not able to comment there, but I love the tropical shirt.
Nice.
Maybe this is something new. I don't know.
I think it's your alter ego, and it's instead of Todd Starnes, it's Tom Starnes.
Or Juan. No, we don't want to be Juan. I don't want to be confused with Juan Williams or anything, you know, the lib over at Fox News.
I don't think so.
Anyway, welcome to the show, and thank you for the kind words, Dana. By the way, trivia, we're going to throw a question out before we go to the newsmaker line. Here is question number two. On which day did Congress vote for independence? What day did Congress vote for independence? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. 8868. That's 844-747-8868. In just a few minutes, we're going to our good friend Gene the Superfan, already in line for the Trump rally on Saturday. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us from Newsmax, Steve Cortez. Steve, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, I am doing great. Thank you. I was almost tempted to hang up with you, though, so that I could dial in and tell my answer for your trivia question. I won't say it, though. I'll let a listener do that.
You know what? We'll send you a book anyway. How about that?
Appreciate it.
By the way, does Ruddy, Chris Ruddy over at Newsmax, do they give you guys, like, casual Fridays on air?
Not on air, no. We're definitely a coat and tie network, which I'm fine with for television. Pretty casual around the office, yes. You know, production staff, that sort of thing. Or even on-air people when they're not on air. You know, can be relatively casual, but for the TV, we button things up.
Well, I'm not going to name names, but my years at Fox News. One day, I was there on a Saturday, and I'm walking down the hallway. My office was down from where all the talent. We were on the same floor, and one of the weather guys, he was running around in his boxer shorts with a suit coat on. And I'm like, what's going on here? So. You never know. Right. Steve Cortez, President Biden just wrapping up a press conference, and he was not taking any hard questions today. He said he only wanted to talk about happy news. This guy is, I would love to get inside of his head just to see what's going on up there.
Right. Well, and more importantly, to try to find out who's really calling the shots, because I think, look, Americans, and I, you know, even putting aside my intense partisanship, okay, and I'll be the first, I'm very transparent, I am quite partisan. But even putting that aside, I think any reasonable, honest person who observes Joe Biden will determine that this guy, and it's not his fault, but this guy is not capable of handling literally the hardest job on earth, at least not in the around-the-clock way that is necessary by the demands of that job. You know, so who is really calling it? I think a lot of us think, and certainly a lot of media people who are in the White House press corps, most of whom lean far to the left and love Joe Biden, what they tell me, and what makes a lot of sense, is that Barack Obama is largely directing traffic there. And a lot of it goes through Susan Rice, who is, of course, officially on staff, and a lot of other staffers. And by the way, this isn't just some crazy conspiracy theory. Barack Obama practically told us as much. You know, he said, he didn't use this term, but he effectively said, this is my third term. He spoke openly about how many of his staffers were over there at the Biden White House. So I think in a lot of ways, Obama is in charge. But look, regardless of who's in charge, what we do know, unfortunately, going into this 4th of July weekend, is that they've created an absolute mess. And even for people who aren't very politically involved or all that politically active, they're aware of this mess because they know it when they go to the gas station this weekend. They know it when they go to the grocery store to buy food for their picnics and their barbecues. There is a Biden inflation spike that is absolutely out of control.
Absolutely.
Under President Trump, we had sustained growth. We had an unbelievable growth trajectory pre-China virus, obviously massively artificially interrupted. We then, though, got a terrific pace of recovery post-CCP virus lockdown without inflation. And this is by the numbers, not my opinion. I do a lot of chalk talks on my show where I show these numbers. Ever since Joe Biden took office, inflation is absolutely spiking by some measures, almost 30-year highs. If you look at what's called core PCE, without getting into the weeds on that, that's what most economists pay the most attention to. It's the highest right now since 1992. So the reality is whoever's calling the shots, whether it's Biden or Obama or some combination, they have created an inflation spike that every American has to deal with right now. And it's particularly crushing for middle class and lower earning folks. Because for them, inflation is way more of a killer than it is to wealthy people.
You know, Trish Regan, I think, was on Newsmax a couple of weeks ago talking about, she made the prediction gas prices, oil was going to be up, what, $75 a barrel. Now she's not only is it $75 a barrel now, but it could go up to $100. Steve, I'm wondering, though, for moms and dads, you know, the average Joes around the country, what do they need to be bracing for when it comes to this inflation and the rising prices?
Yeah, no, listen, unfortunately, I spent 25 years on Wall Street, Todd, and my job was to strategy and doing prognostication about where the market is heading. So I know how difficult it is because I did it full time to determine where the market is going. And the reality is nobody knows for certain. But I will tell you this, to your point, crude oil right now today is at $75 a barrel crude oil futures, which are the main way to watch that market, how they're traded. These are August futures on the most active contract right now. They are exactly at $75 a barrel. Last year at election time, they were below $40 a barrel. So think about that. Since Joe Biden's election, from below $40 a barrel to $75. And unfortunately, the trend, if you put it on a chart, is from the lower left to the upper right. And it is a pronounced trend. And normally, you know, there's a phrase on Wall Street, the trend is your friend. Until there is a reason for the trend to break, generally the trend does not break. So I think the unfortunate reality, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news for folks out there, but the unfortunate reality is I agree with Trish. I think $100 oil is absolutely possible. You know what? It's great news for Moscow. It's great news for Tehran, but it's terrible news for middle America. And part of the reason, by the way, there's a broad Biden inflation spike going on, but specific to energy, he also, one of his first actions when he got into office was to declare war on American energy, shutting down pipelines, reducing fracking. He's doing everything possible to make that number climb to $100 a barrel. And again, it's going to crush the most the people he claims to most represent. You know, which is middle class folks. You know, a big time law partner who makes seven figures a year. For him, filling up the tank, it might annoy him that that price doubles, but it doesn't change his life. But for the single mom who works as a waitress, it is just absolutely
crushing. Yeah,
to have the price of gas do what it's already doing and what it may still do ahead. So my unfortunate advice to folks is, you know, save as much as you can. Be thrifty. Because unfortunately, probably much higher prices lie ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Steve. We're going to have to leave it there tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. The show Cortez and Pellegrino. Do you do the Instagram, Steve, by any chance?
I'm not on there. No, I am on the Twitter for now at Cortez Steve, Cortez with an S, and I'm going to be getting on Getter. And I think you're going to be talking to Jason Miller. So once that launches on Sunday, I hope that replaces Twitter for me.
Yeah, Jason's coming up in just a few minutes. Anyway, well, Pellegrino followed me last night on the Instagram, so I'm still trying to get my trying to figure out Instagram. I'm just about social media out. I got to tell you, Steve.
Understood. Well, listen, I hope Getter works because we need a real free speech platform.
You've got that right. All right, Steve, look, get out there. Going to have a great show tonight, and happy Independence Day, friend.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Real quick, before we go to the break, let's go to the phones. Joe is listening to us from Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN, and Joe wants to try the trivia question. Joe, how are you today?
I'm great, sir. How are you?
Joe, I'm doing well. You sound so happy and chipper today, Joe.
I'm making potato salad with the only mayonnaise in the world and mustard.
Is that right? Now, what kind of mayonnaise do you use there, Joe?
The only one there is, Duke's.
Duke's mayonnaise.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you know, in some parts of the South, mayonnaise could be that could be grounds for a fight or at least a divorce.
Yeah, I get that.
Especially if you're a blue plate and you're coming in, you're marrying into a Duke's home or something of that nature. So
understood.
So you put Duke's mayonnaise and mustard in your potato salad.
Yes, sir.
So, Joe, my mom, back in the day, we're gonna get to the question in just a second, but we've got to talk about potato salad for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, my mother was a huge fan of green olives, and my dad couldn't stand green olives, so she would make a batch of potato salad with and a batch without.
Okay, I'm going without.
Yeah, I'm with you. I wrote the story about when my mom, Jimmy and Rosalind Carter, were coming to their church. They lived in LJ, Georgia, and they were coming up. They were visiting the First Baptist Church, and they were having a dinner on the grounds. And my mom made her potato salad, and Mrs. Carter complimented my mother, who's a Republican, by the way, complimented my mom about her potato salad, and she told that story every time she got a chance. She was so proud of that presidential potato salad.
That's wonderful.
Joe, let's try to win you a prize here. We want to know, what day did Congress vote for independence? What day was that?
July 2nd, 1776.
And judges?
That's right.
Yes, ma'am, you are absolutely correct. And Joe, not only are you going to win a signed copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit, but
looking forward to it.
Thank you. And we're looking forward to coming to Gainesville. We're going to be doing a book signing in person later on this month, and we're going to be telling you more about that in the coming weeks. But we're looking forward to hopefully meeting you in person there in Gainesville.
That would be great, but I am in Danielsville.
Well, drive on over to Gainesville. So we'll
not too far.
All right, good, good, good. Well, come on over. We'll get you a glass of sweet tea, and we'll have a good visit.
Thank you, sir. I'd be happy to.
Joe, hang tight. We're going to get your info. So Grace is going to pick up the phone, and we'll get to you. Folks, we're going to throw out another trivia question here, and if you know the answer, give us a call. We want to know who wrote the lyrics to the Star-Spangled Banner. Who wrote the lyrics to Oh, Say Can You See? Give us a call, 844-747-8868, if you know the answer to that question. 844-747-8868. Coming up, we're going to check in on Gene the Superfan. He's in line for the big Trump rally this weekend. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's get back to the phones here. Jeannie in Germantown, Tennessee. Jeannie, are we neighbors?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we may be. You know, Jeannie, I live in Germantown.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay, well.
Well, let's not say where we live. Let's not say where we live in Germantown, but we'll just say we're neighbors. How about that?
Okay, great. Okay.
And we're looking forward to the big, they're having a huge fireworks thing down at Germantown City Hall, and it's going to be a lot of fun. The whole Starnes family is going to be out there.
Oh, fun. Yeah. I may show up.
Well, swing by. If you see me, I'll probably be wearing a Hawaiian shirt or something, so I'll be easy to spot. All right, Jeannie.
Oh, okay. I'll be in red, white, and blue.
Well, there you go. You're going to be hard to spot. Everybody's going to be wearing red, white, and blue.
I know.
All right, Jeannie, let's try to win you a prize here. We want to know who wrote the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner. Who was that, Jeannie?
Francis Scott Key.
Well, of course it was.
That's right.
Absolutely. Jeannie.
Absolutely.
Well, congrats.
And guess what?
What's that, Jeannie?
Guess what? I believe that Thomas Jefferson was also born on July the 4th.
Oh, you know what? That is, wow. Well, I think, is that when he was born or when he died? I thought he died on July 4th. And John Adams as well. All right, you know what, Jeannie?
Yeah, I think that could be true.
We're gonna check into that. We've got the Todd Stearns Radio Show historians on the story, okay. So we'll figure that out. Jeannie, congratulations, though. We're gonna hook you up with a great prize. Just hang tight, and Grace is gonna get all of your information. Jeannie from Germantown on our flagship radio station, KWAM. All right, let's go to the phones. Gene, the super fan, has been waiting patiently. But Gene, let's be honest, you really don't have much else to do. I mean, the rally's not till tomorrow.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, hello, Todd. How are you, sir?
Gene?
Yeah, so let me give you a little update since I've been here since... Yes.
No, go ahead. I just wanted to make sure you were doing okay.
I am, Todd. Thank you so much. A lot of fluids, eating good, so we're doing well here. But right now, like I said, there was two people when I got here on Tuesday. We're probably up to maybe about, I would say, 100 to 150 people right at the moment.
Wow.
Okay? And I know that number sounds... Yeah, I know that number sounds small, like, to me, in a way, but that's just how every rally is. You're going to start seeing the people flowing in definitely tonight, tomorrow morning, 4 or 5 in the morning. Forget about it. So I'm using the number 60,000. That's my prediction for this rally, I believe.
So you think you're going to have about 60,000 people there in Sarasota at the rally tomorrow?
I do. I really do. I mean, because every rally that we usually have was, what, 45,000, 50,000, 30,000? I just feel this one's going to be special. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, it don't matter. But there's going to be thousands upon thousands of people here. You can see here what I'm looking at. They got the big TV screens all set up already. So they're starting to set up the bleachers, the seats. They already got the parking laid out. So things are coming in nice and slowly but surely.
This is pretty interesting. I mean, I remember you were the only person in line a few days ago. Then yesterday, you told us that there were about a dozen people, and now you're saying a little around 100 or so. This is pretty fascinating, and I'm really impressed that folks are coming out and camping out, and what you know they're wanting to be the first in line.
Exactly right, Todd. And look. This is all because of our president. Our messenger, who loves us, shows us all this love that he does for us, promises after promises, and
that's
look
it.
What the people do in return.
That's
you know?
It.
And this is exactly what he loves. So,
Gene,
Todd, before I go, but I'm going to give you an update on Monday, okay?
All right, Gene the super fan, ladies and gentlemen. Live in Sarasota. We'll get back to him next week. Well, we've got to take a break here. Jason Miller coming up. We'll be right back. Todd Stearns Radio Show House Band is kicking it into high gear today. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We're having sort of a leisurely stroll through the radio today. By the way, open line Friday, so you can talk about whatever is on your mind today. 844-747-8868. I want to throw out another trivia question while we can, and we're waiting for Jason Miller to drop by. Here is the question. On the original American flag, what shape were the 13 stars originally arranged in, the 13 stars. Give us a call if you know the answer on the original American flag. What shape were the 13 stars arranged in? 844-747-88. No, it wasn't a rhombus. No, it was not a rhombus. 844-747-8868. By the way, a lot of folks weighing in on the Facebook live stream. Good to see you guys out there. And yes, I am wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Someone said, Todd, I can't see you because of the foliage. Very funny. Very funny. Constance writes in from Nashville. Todd, love the Daily Biscuit book. I was reading it this morning and found it both funny and meaningful. Well, thank you for that. And also, just to clarify, Joe called in from Georgia, and she thought that Thomas Jefferson was born on the 4th of July. That is not correct. Jefferson was actually born in April. But the interesting history nugget, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both died on the same day, and they actually died on July the 4th. So there you go. All right, let's go to Connecticut. Bill hanging out with us today. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good afternoon, Todd.
Good afternoon, Bill. All right, I know you're wanting to play some trivia here. Here's the question. On the original American flag, what shape were the 13 stars arranged in?
In a circle.
And you are absolutely correct.
That's right.
Now, Bill, I'm curious, what are you guys doing for the big Independence Day celebration there in Connecticut?
Well, in the town here, they've had fireworks last year, and they're going to do it again, but they're opening it up to where they have in a mall area, the parking lot, they bring in food trucks, and people start partying about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, so there's going to be a big party.
Yeah, this is in a town that you're familiar with. I'm from Waterbury, Connecticut.
Waterbury, Connecticut. You know, Bill, one of my favorite little towns in America. It's a good-sized town, actually. And yeah. You guys, y'all know how to celebrate America there.
Yep.
Well, Bill, I'm glad you found us back on the radio, and be sure, hang tight, don't go anywhere. Grace Baker's going to pick up the phone, and she's going to get all of your particulars, but we love all of our great listeners there in Waterbury, Connecticut. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us our good friend Jason Miller. Jason, hope you're doing good today.
Todd, good afternoon. Great to be back on with you.
I don't even know how you have time to talk. I mean, you're like putting together a huge social media platform.
But hey, Todd Starnes, you got a huge audience, so of course I want to come and talk to you and tell everyone about Getter, the hottest thing in social media. But no, you've been a longtime friend of Mega Nation and of President Trump, and so when your team calls and says, hey, can we let's go and talk about Getter, then you better believe I'm going to make some time for it.
Well, let's talk about this. I know I've already got my name reserved, and from the early reports, this thing is very modern, it's fresh-looking. People are really loving this. Tell our listeners about Getter.
Absolutely. So as we saw what happened last year with the big social media oligarchs, the big tech oligarchs coming in and saying, blacking out, whether it be the Hunter Biden story or people getting kicked off or talking about the election, we know that conservatives need a new platform. And not just conservatives, but I think anyone who believes in free speech. So we've developed Getter, which is cutting edge technology. So I think for too long, conservatives have been told, you know what, you can go and have your alternative platform, but it can't be nice. It can't be fancy. Well, now we have something that's actually better than what many of the Silicon Valley companies have. And so on the social media site, you can post up to 777 characters. So that's longer, about 2.5 times the length of a tweet, for example. Videos can be 3 minutes long for some of the superstars like Todd yourself and other content creators, where you can give people the ability to have 10-minute video chunks. So that way you can say air an entire segment from commercial to commercial, which is great. But we're also we'll have live streaming, online appreciation, that's online tipping for content creators that will be coming up, and the quality of it, the look, it's about 25-30% sharper than most other social media platforms out there because we don't compress the images nearly as much. And so it's fresh, it's clean, it's exciting. It's a great place where you're not going to get deplatformed or kicked off simply for your political beliefs. And so I encourage everyone to go to the App Store and download Getter.
Well, it's and I can guarantee you people are doing that by the thousands. I got a couple of questions. What does Getter stand for?
So it initially came together. We're trying to think of this is, you know, you're sitting around in the room around the table and trying to come up with names. And we wanted to talk about how we're building a sense of community. And so we think community, how do we get together, getting people together. And as we kept saying get together over and over, then Getter kind of came about. I'm like, you know what? It's catchy. People are like, wait, you know, sounds like an action. You know, what is Getter? It's getting together. And that's what we want to do is make sure that conservatives know that there's a place. There's a safe space for conservatives where you're not going to get deplatformed or cancel cultured simply for expressing your political viewpoints. This is the marketplace of ideas. This is where we can come and have these robust policy debates, and you're not going to get kicked off just for telling what your opinion is.
You see, I just think this is brilliant, and from what I've been able to see so far, it just looks so great, and I think people are really going to enjoy this. On the
and
page,
one thing, Todd. Yeah. One thing I got to say real quick. There's a really cool feature because I know a lot of people are like, oh boy, I've spent all this time on a platform like Twitter. You know, I have all this, you know, my intellectual property, the videos that I've posted. I want people to see all the content I've created. When you sign up for a Getter account, you can opt in to have all of your tweets moved, imported into Getter, so your entire history follows you. You own your tweets. That is your intellectual property. And with the click of one button, it can all be in your history on Getter.
Is that right?
Yes. So you're not leaving it behind. It's a really cool feature.
That's brilliant. Now, after we hang up, I sent you a DM on the old Twitter platform, but you'll have to check that out. But Jason, I got to tell you, this is people are going to like worship you in a good way, not the, you know, the deity way. But this is a huge thing. People have been begging for this. You know, just a couple of days ago, I posted the video of the BBC. They inadvertently compared, or they mentioned Bill Clinton instead of Bill Cosby, and I posted that on the LinkedIn as a story. We got blocked on LinkedIn again because they accused us of bullying. I mean, come on. So I mean, this is a much needed platform that you guys are putting together.
Well, and to be clear here, look, this is moderation policy, something I've spent a lot of time with over the last couple of months. And there is a difference between someone going on and using, say, ethnic or religious slurs,
right,
which is something that's unacceptable. And that's not something that's ever going to be allowed on our platform, and it shouldn't be acceptable anywhere. But if you're going to go on and, again, whether it's satire or if it's your political opinion, to go in and try to blacklist you or kick you off for a clip that says Clinton as opposed to Cosby and say that that's bullying, I mean, come on. I mean, that's where their social media is putting their 800-pound foot on the scale.
All right, folks, right now, stop what you're doing and get out your smartphone and download the Getter app. I mean, it's a pretty cool thing that they're putting together. And Jason, you know, it's almost sad that it's come to this, but you know what? This is where we are, and I'm glad that you guys are jumping into the fray here and giving people a viable, not just a viable alternative, but a better alternative to what's out there on social media.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it and look forward to seeing you on Getter. And let's see if we can't go and make this the envy of all social media giants out there.
I love it. Love it. Jason Miller, ladies and gentlemen, the new app, social media platform, Getter, as in, I don't know, Getter Done. That, Jason, you should use that like Larry the Cable Guy. He could do like ads for you. Getter Done.
So, right. You know what? I like that. You might be out of my advertising budget, at least for the launch phase. But now let me go back to the investors. Let me see if I can spring for Larry.
I love it. Jason, God bless you. Thanks for what you're doing for this great country, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Hey, Grace Avery, we've got to get ourselves the Getter accounts.
I like that. Get her done.
Get her done. Get her done.
That might be copyrighted, though, from Larry the Cable Guy.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, it's Getter.
Get her done.
You know, because everybody was wondering, and nobody actually asked the question, what does it stand for? So that's why I wanted to ask that question. Get her done.
Get her done.
I thought it was get. You know what I thought? I thought it was get Trump, like G-E-T and then T-R. You know, like get Trump. You know, it's like get Trump. Get Trump.
Like get her done.
Get her done. Get her done.
Yeah,
like get her done.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Never gets old.
I ran into Larry the Cable Guy years ago.
You met him?
In New York City. Oh, yeah, many times, actually. But the
how
first,
is he?
Well, this is what's funny about this.
Oh, no.
I'm not a huge Larry the Cable Guy fan, and I'm going to tell you why. He's funny, and I laugh, but it's all an act. So it's not like, you know, when you talk to Rick and Bubba, that's Rick and Bubba. You know, they're Rick and Bubba. That's just who they are. So I ran into him on the street in New York City as he was going to his hotel, the Ritz-Carlton, and he talked with a normal accent. So it's like he exaggerates his Southern accent. So that's not the real, like, you know.
Is he just as funny, though?
Yeah, nice? Yeah, he is. He's very nice, very nice. But for me, it's about authenticity. You know, if you're going to be a country, if you're going to be a country music guy, I want you to be a country music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
I don't. That's why it's. I that's why
it's
like,
a character for him.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
They're different. It's different.
Mm.
I understand though.
All right, I'm just. I don't. It's just me. So, but nice guy. But I'm like,
I thought you were about to say he was like really mean, and I was
No. It's Larry. I'm like, oh, it's Larry Tomator. The Cable Guy, and he was going into the Ritz-Carlton. I'm like,
this doesn't match.
I'm like, wait, you're not down at the Hampton Inn or something. It's got the Motel 6. Come on, Larry. But yeah, the guy's a bazillionaire. So I mean, who are
he
we?
He can
to
do
judge?
Whatever he wants. I mean, I'd stay there too.
Okay, you know what? I am a horrible person.
You are.
I am a horrible person.
You're not Todd. Come on.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Yee-hoo. We got to get a pickup truck. That's what we need. All right. Next trivia question. Wow. We're just off the rails today.
I'm having trouble keeping you on track.
Avery. You know,
help
it's
me, Avery.
You know what it is? We're it's a long weekend.
You got the Hawaiian shirt on, so it's just everything.
I got the Hawaiian shirt.
It's the florals.
I blame the shirt.
I blame everything on the shirt today.
Todd Starnes is in camo. We can't see Starnes.
Where did he go? It's Todd Starnes.
All right. Here's the next question. We need to know the first American president to hold a 4th of July celebration at the White House. Wow, these are great questions. Well done, Grace Baker. Who was the first president to hold a 4th of July celebration at the White House? No, it wasn't Millard Fillmore. Come on, Avery. I know you're better than that.
Dang, he's calling you out.
No.
Not Millard
Fillmore.
Come
to expect worse.
All right. 844-747-8868. If you know, that's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Internet!
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Oh, geez, hello. This Biden press conference is just off the rails, folks. So Biden was quoting Reagan. He says, Reagan, we'll get this audio for you. He says, Reagan was telling us it's morning in America. Well, it's getting close to afternoon here. The sun is coming out. You know, he needs to go. They need to go ahead and pull him off the stage and let him take a nap. Oh, we've got the audio. All right, let's take a listen.
Last time the economy grew at this rate was in 1984, and Ronald Reagan was telling us it's morning in America. Well, it's getting close to afternoon here. The sun is coming out. At the time, the CBO revised their long-run deficit projections down.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. All right. Go take a nap, Joe, or a pill. Can't they just, like, sneak something into the cottage cheese? He would never even know.
You know what the problem is? He doesn't sleep well because he doesn't have a MyPillow.
Well, that's a good point. Promo code Starnes, by the way. Promo code Starnes.
It's okay, Joe. We won't tell if you use the promo code Starnes. Mm-hmm. You can
still
get a MyPillow.
It's a great discount.
I know.
One you can only get with the promo code Starnes, too.
I know a lot of liberals. I know. I guarantee you, Jerry the Liberal from Milwaukee, I guarantee he's got the MyPillow.
Probably.
He knows what's up.
So I'm saying, Biden, you can just buy one. Don't tell
Even
anybody.
Liberals need a good night's rest. All right. Let's go to Gene. Let's go to Gene in Oregon on radio station KYKN, our great affiliate out there. Gene, how are you today?
I'm just fine. I'm enjoying your program.
Well, you're kind to say that, Gene. Let's try to win you a prize here. We want to know the first president to hold a 4th of July celebration at the White House. Who was that, Gene?
Andrew Jackson.
Judges. Oh, no. They're telling me it is incorrect, Gene. I am so sorry.
Oh.
But you know what, Gene? Give us... We're going to have plenty of other questions, so you try to call back, and we'll try to win you a prize. Gene, thank you for calling in. Oh, I told you these are hard questions. Thank you, Gene. Wow, Grace. Gene sounded so sweet.
I know. Well, it's not my fault. Why are you blaming me?
Because it's a hard question. You came up with the questions.
I gave you options, and you just chose that question. You know I gave some easier ones. We've got a smart audience. I got to challenge them a little bit.
All right. All right. I know.
You know
I'm the nice guy.
If we had a dumb audience, then I'd choose.
You see, I'm the good parent, and you're the bad parent.
Basically.
I mean, that's pretty much how it goes.
Yep.
Get to the point. Stop asking Todd how he's doing. Todd's doing fine. Get to the point. What do you want? No, we're not talking about that
Don't
today.
Cuss.
Eat your vegetables. That's Grace Baker. That's call screening 101.
Don't cuss. No foul language.
Keep
I don't care
clean.
If you're a Baptist. I don't care if you're Christian. I'm still going to tell you don't cuss. I don't trust. I don't know.
Let's go to Paul real quick. Paul, we've got 30 seconds here. What's happening in Nevada?
Well, the traveling Vietnam walls come to Ely, Nevada for the 4th of July.
Really?
Big doings out here. Yeah.
Well, it's, you know.
A lot of folks are coming here to see it.
Well, that is fantastic. And that's happening in what town in Nevada, Paul?
Ely.
Ely, Nevada. Well, we're big fans, of course, and I know you guys carry the talk state or the Nevada talk stations carry us there, the Nevada Talk Network, and we're just honored to be broadcasting our show out there. Paul, thank you for calling in, and God bless you. Tell everybody out there how much we appreciate them and the great patriots. A lot of military veterans live out in Nevada, and just good salt of the earth folks out there. And living the American dream. So God bless all of you folks out there. Ely, Nevada, big 4th of July celebration. You may have one in your neighborhood as well. Hey, open line Friday, ladies and gentlemen. So give us a holler, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Hour three of the big show. A lot of you folks out on the road. By the way, open line Friday, this hour of the program. Whatever you want to talk about, if you can make it through Grace Baker on the call screener, you will get on the air and we'll have a great conversation. By the way, just a reminder, this weekend, a massive, massive rally. And President Trump is going to be speaking in Sarasota, Florida. They're expecting thousands of people there. And only one television network, only one, is going to be broadcasting this thing, our good friends over at Newsmax. As a matter of fact, they've been the only major cable network to provide live coverage of the Trump rallies. And I want to encourage you to do something very quickly. Now, go ahead and write this down, all right? Newsmax has created something called a Trump list, and you can sign up and get the latest information on President Trump's rallies and his big announcements. All you need to do is text the word REMIND to 39747. That's 39747. Text REMIND to 39747 and join the Trump list now. And if you want to watch the big rally this Saturday on Newsmax, all you have to do is text REMIND to, again, 39747, and you're going to join millions of your fellow American patriots as we take back America. All right, I want to go right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're very honored to have with us from Alliance Defending Freedom, Matt Sharp. Matt, good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
And, of course, today, quite frankly, is a very devastating day for religious liberty in America, with the Supreme Court deciding not to hear the case of Barron L. Stutzman. I want to get, first of all, your reaction to the news coming out of the Supreme Court earlier today.
Well, obviously, this is the outcome of the case is very tragic, especially for Barron L. As your listeners know, this is an incredible sweet grandmother that owns a florist shop and has served customers for years, including the gay customer suing her, that Rob Ingersoll, that she'd served for many, many years and found herself being sued. And as a result of this, she is facing real risk of losing everything. With the Supreme Court declining to take her case, that bad ruling from the Washington State Supreme Court telling her that she has to do floral arrangements and participate in wedding ceremonies that violate her beliefs that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's now the final ruling in the case, and we'll have to see what happens with the ACLU now going after her for attorney's fees, both against her personally and her business.
So the ACLU is going after her, and they're going to force her to cough up the money for their attorney's fees.
Yeah, that's right, is that part of what has been at risk in this case is Barron L being forced to pay for all of their attorney's fees for the years and years and years that they've been going after her and trying to punish her for simply living out her faith as she celebrates weddings and creates floral designs.
Matt, I know the attorney general there in the state of Washington wanted to set an example, make an example of Barron L, the idea of suing not just her business, but Barron L personally, meaning that her home and her life savings could be in jeopardy. Is that still the case?
Yeah, so the lawsuits are against both her personally and her business. And so, yeah, everything she owns, her business, her livelihood, everything that she and her husband have built together is at stake in all of this. We know that the attorney general has kind of waived some of their attorney's fees, and that leaves the real risk being what the ACLU is going to do and to what extent they're going to really come after Barron L to pay all of their fees.
Now, in some of these cases, and it's confusing, I think, for a lot of listeners when they hear of a Supreme Court case, and in some instances it only impacts that particular case. Others are these landmark cases that impact laws across the nation. Is that one of these cases, or is this just unique to Barron L?
Well, I think this is unique to Barron L in Washington State. My optimism in all of this is there's been other courts that have ruled the other way. So we had a great ruling out of Arizona upholding the right of calligraphers that do designs for wedding invitations, their right to not have to participate in weddings that violate their beliefs. Also, videographers in Minnesota had their rights upheld as well. So we're still in this for the long haul. What happened to Barron L is tragic, but we still believe that the Supreme Court will eventually take up one of these cases, whether it's Jack Phillips, the Colorado cake artist that's still moving through, or several others that ADF is involved in, and do a stronger ruling that would protect every creative professional across the country and protect them from having to participate in events that violate their faith.
Do we have any indication as to why they declined the case? We know that three justices, Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch, said they would have heard the case. But do we know why the case was not heard?
Unfortunately, we don't. The court rarely explains itself when it denies cases like this. But I know this issue is on their radar because even in the Fulton decision, this was the Catholic Adoption Agency in Philadelphia. They got a ruling just a few weeks ago. Even there, the court was highlighting several of the justices the need to really take up the cause of religious freedom and mentioned creative professionals like Jack Phillips, the Colorado cake artist. So we don't know the reasons why they didn't take Barron L's, but again, are still hopeful and are going to continue to protect and stand with creative professionals across the country.
All right. Well, look, Matt, we appreciate you guys. I know this is a disappointing day, but you guys have also had great victories at the Supreme Court, and you're out there fighting for, you know, the average American. Where can people go? Is there any way that people can help Baronell, especially if she's going to have to pay all of these ACLU legal fees? Is there a fund, anything set up that we can help?
Yeah, well, I would encourage your listeners to visit adflegal.org/Todd. They can learn more about Baronell's case and the others, and importantly, help us to continue to stand with creative professionals like Baronell. We're in this for the long haul. We're going to continue to stand with people of faith that simply want to live out their religious beliefs as they operate their floral design shop or bakery. And so that's adflegal.org/Todd, where they can learn how to help us support Baronell and others like her.
All right. Well, Matt, we're going to send people your way and keep fighting the good fight. And again, we appreciate you coming on with the update today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Matt Sharp from Alliance Defending Freedom. And no doubt it is a difficult day, but we need to help Baronell. And especially if the ACLU is going to demand that she pay their legal fees. And they do have a page set up there at ADF Legal. So go to adflegal.org/Todd. That's adflegal.org/Todd. And if it's just $5, $10, $10,000, I know, Grace, you're probably got 10 grand. Just whatever you can do, just let's help Baronell. She needs us, folks. And we need to be there for this sweet elderly grandmother, 77 years old. And that's not right. And shame on that gay couple. You know, that's pretty pathetic. You could go anywhere you wanted to go, but you wanted to make a political statement and you abused a 76-year-old woman. That's pretty shameful. adflegal.org/Todd. All right, time now for another trivia question. We're giving away a lot of books today. We would like for you to buy the book. That's always a good thing because we want to get this book out there into as many hands as possible, our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. And if you would like an autographed copy, we're going to ship one out to you. All you have to do is go to our website and go to the store, and you'll be able to get all of the info there. So here is the next question. Independence Day. Independence Day, one of the great movies of all time. Here is the question. What branch of the armed forces is Will Smith's character in the movie Independence Day? What branch of the military does Will Smith serve in the movie Independence Day? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to your calls coming up next.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
I love that movie. What a great movie. Independence Day, the day that we fought back against the aliens. The ones from outer space, not the illegal ones. Well, they're illegal, too. But anyway, it was a great day. And I got to tell you, I loved Avery Bryson. I know you are a huge movie buff. That's your thing, your jam.
Yes, sir.
Independence Day, is that on your list?
Oh, it's in the top 10.
It is in the top 10.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my most favorite movies. The plot is so creative. The acting in it is just absolutely fantastic. Yeah, and of course, that speech that was just played just now is just, ooh, it is just up there. It gives me chills every
that
time.
That whole speech is like a 3-minute speech, and you're just like,
yeah.
I remember going to the movie theater. This used to be, you know, like a big thing. You went to the movie theater.
Yeah.
And you saw, and people were literally standing up and cheering. As if we were all ready to go and mm-hmm. sign up for the military. It was a huge thing. I miss movies like that. You know, that experience of, you know, you're just so moved by the movies, you know, and that doesn't happen anymore.
Not really. It's not. It's every once in a blue moon.
Now you've got all these people, and I hate to say this, but you're at the movie theaters. You got the kids making out. Everybody's on their cell phones. You try to sit down, and you can't stand up because your feet are literally glued to the whatever the sticky substance there is on the floor.
Yeah,
it's a horrible experience.
Coke or candy. Yeah,
horrible experience.
My family went to the theater for the first time since COVID about 2 weeks ago, and it was actually quite enjoyable. We were in one of like our local theater here in Gainesville. We were in one of like the smaller theater rooms, but it was still really nice just to be back in the theater.
Those are nice. I will say this: the new Independence Day 2, whatever that the sequel.
I do not like that movie.
I hate to say this. Maybe this makes me unpatriotic or, I don't know, anti-human, but I was kind of rooting for the aliens.
Yeah, it didn't have the same feel to it without Will Smith, if I'm being honest.
Right. And then the president was some sort of like mental case. I don't know. It was horrible.
It didn't make any sense. Yeah, because in the sequel or something because in the first movie, he's somehow like, you know, his mind is affected or whatever by the aliens. But then apparently in the sequel, like he just loses his mind or something like that. It's just weird.
Avery, let's go to the phones here. We got a lot of guys especially want to answer this trivia question. Let's try North Carolina. Tim, listening to us on WSIC. Tim, what branch of the armed forces did Will Smith's character in the movie Independence Day? What was that branch?
Air Force.
Oh, no, it was not, Tim. Good try, though. Let's go to Nathan in Ohio. All right, Nathan, what branch of the military?
Well, I was going to say Air Force, but now I'm going to say Navy.
And you would be incorrect. Oh, my goodness, Nathan, thanks for giving it a try. Wow, this is a tough one for folks. Let's go to Octavius. Listening to us on WSIC in North Carolina. All right, Octavius, what's the answer?
It's the United States Marine Corps.
Yes, sir, you are absolutely correct, Octavius. Captain Steve Heller, fighter pilot in the U.S. Marine Corps. And by the way, had the girlfriend, Jasmine Dubrow, who was the dancer. And then she became a doctor in the sequel. I guess she had a pretty busy life during the reconstruction of planet Earth, Octavius.
He did.
All right. Well, look, congratulations, Octavius. We're going to send you a copy of my brand new book called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with Withdrawal. So hang tight, and Grace Baker is going to get all of your info there. You know, Avery, that was a funny part of the movie. Captain Hiller was dating the stripper. The exotic dancer, and her name was Jasmine. Vivica Fox was the. I love her. She is a great actress. But in the sequel, all of a sudden she's a medical doctor, and you're like, okay, it wasn't that. I mean, what 10 years, 20 years, whatever it was.
Yeah,
I guess she went to college.
Yeah, it was definitely unique. But my favorite part in the entire movie, this is just kind of just. Slightly off topic, but I mean, it's still on topic, whatever. But my favorite scene is when Will Smith, you know, his plane crashes and he crashed into like one of the alien ships as well. And he punches the alien and says, "Welcome to Earth." I just love that every time. It's
that is
so
a
funny.
Great line. It's a great line. So I want to do that every time one of these Democrats moves to the southern states and tries to implement their policies. Welcome to the
below the Mason-Disick line.
Moron. Hey, by the way, folks, if you're going to get your passport, Avery, just be aware, they're adding a new gender to the U.S. passport.
Okay.
Now, just understand, God, in the beginning, God created male and female.
Yes, he did.
In the 21st century, Joe Biden created a third gender known as the letter X. So that's the new gender. This is for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming Americans. They're going to be able to choose the gender option X other than male or female. The State Department even has a helpful website. And, Grace, I'll let you jump in here. So the website is going to help Americans discover their gender marker.
Wait, what?
What?
Like a Sharpie marker?
No. I think this is something more intimate. Historically, I mean, I appreciate they're using taxpayer money to build this website so people can figure out what they are.
I'm so glad. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it used to be that, you know, you could just drop your pants and figure it out pretty quickly.
Now you got the, you know, the belts and the buckles and...
I'm just saying.
It's difficult.
You know, how much money... Look, we're spending trillions of dollars on infrastructure. Do we really need
infrastructure, Todd.
Do we need to spend...
Everything is.
Do we need to spend this much money to figure out if you're male or female or X?
Infrastructure.
Well,
God, just pay them more.
They have not...
Pay them more.
All right, stop. Y'all are creeping me out. Creeping me out. Come on, man. So here's what they've got some problems, and these are big problems. Can you imagine? Let's say, Grace, let's say you've got a guy named Lamont.
Okay.
All right? So Lamont is a dude who mm-hmm. identifies as a gal.
All righty. Mm-hmm.
And Lamont is he's got one of these gender-neutral passports, and he's going from, say, New York City, and he's flying to Tehran International Airport. What, Ayatollah Khomeini International. And he flies over there, and he's going through customs, and they're looking at the passport, and they're like, wait a second, you're not, you know, Latoya, you are Lamont. What's wrong with you? What's going on here? I got to tell you, I don't think the Iranians are going to be too keen on practicing pronoun hospitality.
No, for sure not.
I'm just saying, I may be wrong here, but that's just me. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. By the way, next trivia question, what is Captain America's secret identity? 844-747-8868. Folks, hang tight. We're going to get to the phones. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And by the way, before we even do that, I want to say a special hello to all of our brand new listeners in Richmond, Virginia, WRVA, great radio station. Also, our good friend Jeff Katz is the afternoon drive host there. Jeff does a terrific job. So we're very excited and honored to be hanging out with you fine folks there in Richmond, Virginia. Meanwhile, I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend from the Commonwealth, Congressman Ben Klein. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd, always great to be with you.
By the way, before we get into what's going on down at the border, I got to ask you, what is going on in the Commonwealth? It's you know, the CRT fight, the LGBT stuff. It's almost as if your state has not only become ground zero for these big controversies, but also it seems to be that many moms and dads in your state have finally decided enough is enough, and we're standing up and fighting.
Exactly, Todd. Democrats took control of Virginia state government 2 years ago, and we have seen them try and turn Virginia into California East. And finally, parents and hardworking Virginians, families are standing up against their liberal agenda and fighting back. And I'm optimistic that they're going to make a change in Virginia, including electing a new governor here in November.
Well, I hope that happens. You know, I think the challenge, and if, correct me if I'm wrong here, most of the state is conservative. Most of the state is red. It's just those cities up along, you know, Washington, D.C., up in Northern Virginia, and that hurts it for the rest of the state.
It does. It's a lot like Illinois, where you've got Chicago and then you've got downstate. We've got Northern Virginia inside the Beltway thinking, and then we've got the rest of Virginia now. We call them Nova. They call us Rova, rest of Virginia. But we're the real Virginia, and we're about taking our state back here this fall.
Congressman Ben Klein on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, we've been very concerned about the economy, inflation, the Biden administration putting out that bizarre Fourth of July picnic video celebrating the fact that it's going to cost 16 cents less, but gas prices are up 45% and rising.
Yeah, 16 cents less for a hot dog. And that's supposed to make us feel better when gas is up more than 50%. And, you know, food, energy is altogether up 3.8%. It's the fastest rate of growth since 1992, back when I was in college. So it's been a while since we've seen prices going up at this rate. And just because ketchup is affordable, Biden wants you to celebrate.
Yeah, no celebration there, Congressman. What are you telling folks, and what are you hearing from your constituents about the rising prices in supermarkets and other places around Virginia?
Well, they recognize that the more that the government spends and the less that the dollar that they have in their pocket is worth, the more dollars it's going to take to pay for these staples, goods, services, and whether it's gas or lumber or you name it, could be even be hot dogs, but prices are going to go up. And so they want us to ratchet back on this spending spree that we've been on. They see that people are being paid to stay home and not to work. And in those states that have cut off those unemployment extra benefits, that those states are rebounding faster. Virginia, unfortunately, is not one of those. We have Governor Northam, who has a terrible record in fighting this pandemic. We were worst in vaccination rates. We were worst in testing at the very beginning in the whole country. We're recovering, but we're still not where we need to be, and our governor's doing nothing to help the economy recover.
Congressman, of course, 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend. This is sort of a busy time, especially for you. Are you back in the district? You got a lot of events planned?
Oh, yeah. The Shenandoah Valley is a parading valley. We love our 4th of July celebrations. This is an amazing country, the best in the world, the best in the history of the world. And everybody around here loves to get out and celebrate it.
Well, Congressman, we know you've got a busy couple of days ahead of you, and we really appreciate you taking time to hang out with our national audience, and hope you and your family and all the folks back in the Shenandoah Valley have a great Independence Day celebration.
You as well, Todd. Thanks so much.
All right. Good man right there, Congressman Ben Klein, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, this is a celebration. We live in the greatest nation on the planet, the most exceptional nation on the planet. And even though we're going through some difficult days right now, under the rule, the tyrannical rule of the Democrats, we are still a blessed people. And I don't know about you, but I have hope, folks. I have hope that we're going to get through all of this. And we have a reason to celebrate. We have a reason to get out there and grill burgers and hot dogs. We've got a reason to get out there and shoot off fireworks and have a good time. You know, Grace, back when I was growing up, my dad, we got transferred to Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And our folks, the folks listening to us on KROF will know all about this. But they used to shoot off guns. It wasn't just, fireworks. It was like shooting off guns.
So you played the game of, was that a firework or a gunshot?
My dad he had a big hobby when I was a kid. He would make his own guns, the long guns.
That's quite the hobby.
So he made one, and the sole intent was to fire this thing off on the 4th of July.
Wow.
And I'll never forget this. It was the funniest thing. Our neighbors had a big old, a St. Bernard. Those massive dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, they weigh like a couple of hundred pounds. Big old things.
They're big.
And this St. Bernard got real nervous whenever the fireworks went off.
Yep.
And so the neighbors did their best to try to keep the dog, inside.
Yes.
So my dad, when it was time, we were packing that thing up with the gunpowder. I mean, this thing was a massive gun.
Oof.
And when he fired off, the it was just one shot. The concussion was so loud, it's like everything in the neighborhood stopped. I mean, there wasn't a dog barking. It was, people were terrified.
Wow.
It sounded like a bomb going off. So anyway, the next day, my dad was out, he was mowing the grass, And the neighbor comes over, and he was just fuming. He goes, my dad said, well, what's wrong? He goes, well, did you hear that huge bomb blast last night? My dad was like, yeah, I heard it. I heard it. He goes, well, I want to know who shot that thing off. Because the dog, the same, because that St. Bernard, it was so loud, the St. Bernard heard it inside the house. It was like concussion. Yeah. You shook. The house shook. And that dog apparently got so nervous, it like jumped up and started barking and whining and running around the house, taking dumps along the way.
No!
All over the poor guy's house.
Some dogs get really nervous.
It was not a pretty picture.
Ooh,
so I think that was the last time we fired off the gun in that neighborhood. All right, let's go to the phones here. Joel listening to us in Georgia, WDUN. Joel, how's it going today?
Hey, Todd, nice to hear you. Real quick, I'll say I am a Lee alum just like yourself, and I love what you do.
Lee University, home of the Flames there in Cleveland, Tennessee. Good folks. When were you there, Joel? What years were you there?
I graduated in 2014. I had a chance to actually sit down and hear you speak one time during one of our classes, with the broadcast.
Well, you know what? Good people there. It's a good school, and they've got a great journalism program. And Joel, I'm so glad you called in. Let's try to win you a prize. We were talking about Captain America, and Avery, was this one of your questions?
No.
All right. Well, I would have guessed Independence Day and the Captain America, but what do I know? All right, go back to napping, Avery. All right, Joel, Captain America, what was the secret identity? You know this.
Well, oh yeah. I got to say Steve Rogers.
And judges would say, that's it. That's right, Joel. Congratulations. You are a winner.
Yay.
Joel. I love the enthusiasm, Joel. Wait, good job. Hey, we're gonna put you on hold, Joel. Grace is gonna get your information, and congratulations. And again, Gainesville, Georgia, folks, if you live anywhere in North Georgia, you get ready because we're coming to town in a couple of weeks. We're gonna have a great, great book signing.
I just want to say for the record, Captain America is my favorite Avenger, and it was my question. Thank you.
No, I mean, you took credit for everything here. What did Avery do? The whole staff was supposed to contribute to the trivia today.
I don't know, man.
I was on my commute to the station when I was asked for the,
okay.
for the questions.
The commute is not that long.
I mean, I don't know. It depends. I was stuck in traffic here in Gainesville. Todd,
okay.
You've driven in
Chick-fil-A
Gainesville
drive-through does not count as traffic.
No, that wasn't traffic. I wasn't at Chick-fil-A. I was stuck on Highway 129. There was this giant helicopter, like using one of these giant saws,
Spider-Man
cutting
in
off
it?
Tree limbs. I wish, but no.
Spider-Man.
But they shut down like a couple of miles of Highway 129 yesterday. It was insane.
All right. So that was yesterday. Well, what about today? When did you send the email, Grace? Avery, you're in trouble.
Sometime in the 9 a.m. hour.
The 9 a.m. this morning. All right.
Okay, I don't have an excuse. I didn't send any. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You weren't the only one.
Yeah, clearly. So Grace
leave it to the lady to get things done around here.
Wow. You see what you did, Avery? See what we have to put up with now?
Yeah, that's my bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, look, we're going to...
Poor Avery, we just rag on him.
It's not, well.
I have to send him an apology after every
yes,
show.
Yes, you do. You're not being very nice to people, Grace.
I just
you
get my call screener mode. What can I say?
You got to play nice in the sandbox.
Yeah. See, when I was call screener, I thought I was pretty nice to some people, but apparently, I don't know if Grace is sharing the same sort of emotions I did.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Grace, do you want to respond to this?
Not really. I just want you to give out the trivia question.
No. All right. So here is the next trivia question. And I don't know anything about this movie. This comes from one of my family members.
Wait, what?
I haven't watched The Sandlot.
Excuse me?
So you were getting on to me about movies earlier. This was inspired, yes, by one of your family members. And I've seen this movie. And I was like, that's a good American movie.
In the movie The Sandlot, which boy fakes a drowning in order to kiss the lifeguard? Which gets the whole team banned from the swimming pool.
Was it a good moment?
Was it
Yeah. Is that the name of the person? Yeah. Was it Ham or was it Squints? What kind of a movie is this?
Just watch the movie and it'll make sense.
All right. So the Sandlot movie, which boy fakes a drowning in order to kiss the lifeguard? Was it Squints, Ham, or Yeah? Is anybody going to know this? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, we are huge fans here on the program of MyPillow. And our good friend Mike Lindell, he has been a longtime supporter of what we do here. Thanks to his efforts, we're able to broadcast and keep Avery employed, which is a good thing. Avery, have we sent you MyPillow products yet?
Not yet. I'm still waiting.
Whoops, that might be an oversight. Whoops. All right. Hey, Grace, can you get on that?
Sure thing, boss.
All right. Yeah, let's make that happen. So we'll get him a little MyPillow doggy bed.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I'll sleep on the doggy bed. It's a MyPillow product. It's going to be amazing, I don't really care.
It's really good. The slippers are pretty spectacular. And they're not like slippers. They're kind of like moccasins. Are we allowed to say that? You know, remember you used to wear moccasins?
I don't know if it's been banned yet.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, they were a little big on me, so I gave them to my husband. They fit him perfectly. He wore them out the other day. I was like, honey, you have slippers on. He's like, well, they're just so comfortable. I don't want to take them off.
It's like you're putting your foot into, like, clouds.
Yes. That's what he said.
Unbelievable. I'm not a slipper guy.
No, and neither is he, but he will not take those off.
So I will not. I won't say the name of the university, but I was speaking at a university, and when they put me up on their campus, it was a very lavish, lush thing. They actually gave me a velvet case filled with M&Ms that had my name it was engraved on every M&M.
I thought I was about to say your face.
No, just
because I've seen those.
No, it was not that.
That would have been cool.
And then you have that, and then they had like a Coca-Cola with my name on it, Todd, the Coca-Cola.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Share a
the
Coke
glass
with
bottle.
Todd.
Mm-hmm. And then they had slippers, monogram slippers, and I thought, you know, it's really nice, but that's kind of weird.
I mean, if you still have them, I'll take them.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have your, it's got my name, it's like, you know, S for Starnes.
I mean, it's not like, again, it didn't have your face on.
Avery, I'll give you the slippers if you want the slippers. But the MyPillow slippers are like
the ones you will wear.
Man, I almost started speaking in tongues. I felt so good.
I suppose you're not wearing them right now. I mean, they're not on camera, the feet. Yeah. You might as well just wear them.
It might clash with the tropical shirt from Tommy Bahama.
Oh, that's true. I feel like that's two different climates we're talking about.
It is. Hey, let's
go. That's what some of the actors did in Star Wars, where they had to wear like uncomfortable shoes. But when they're it was just their upper torso on camera. They would wear like bedroom slippers on underneath.
Oh wait, guys, hold on. I'm in the middle of our MyPillow commercial. Hey.
We've hijacked it. I'm sorry. I'm turning my mic off now.
So, look, here's the deal, folks. MyPillow, you got to get yourself some of their great products. And our whole staff, we're trying them out, except for Avery. And I feel really bad about that, Avery. I really do. So we're going to get Avery some MyPillow stuff. But you need to get your MyPillow products as well, whether it's the pillows, the Giza Dream bed sheets. The towels are pretty awesome as well. They're going to offer incredible discounts just for you. Because you listen to our program, all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Starnes. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Starnes. And Mike is going to hook you up with all sorts of great products. You're going to get the 10-year warranty. And best of all, every single thing made right here, made by American hands. That's what I love about MyPillow. Made in the USA, made by our fellow Americans. So you know you're going to sleep great, thanks to our friend Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com. And again, that promo code is Starnes. All right, let's get to the phones here. I got to tell you, Grace Avery, you proved me wrong. I didn't think anybody was going to know this.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows it.
The lines are full.
All right.
They're amazing.
Let's go to Maine. We haven't talked to folks up at up in Ray Richardson country in a long time now. Arthur is listening to us on WLOB, the Big Lobster. Arthur, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Arthur, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I know you guys are patriots up there, and we're going to make this real quick and try to win you a prize for Independence Day. All right, who was the kid who faked the drowning in order to kiss the lifeguard?
Twins.
And that would be absolutely correct. Yes, right. Congratulations. Arthur, you are the final winner of our Friday trivia, and we appreciate you listening to us, and thanks for supporting WLOB. We're going to put you on hold. Folks, it has been a great Friday. Next week, going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be broadcasting from CPAC in Texas. But right now, I want to thank our awesome, awesome team here, Avery, Grace, Kyle, JP, the best in the business, broadcasting for you Monday through Friday. Get out there, folks. Happy Independence Day, America.